Welcome to the Rehab Your Life podcast. I am your host, Karen Malone, and I am a certified rehabilitation counselor dedicated to helping you rehab your life. Each week, I will be interviewing people to talk about how they have overcome struggles, and I will also share valuable information about a topic that will help you to move forward in your journey. I will also share tools and resources and any nuggets that I have found along the way. I will be challenging you to change your perspective, because when you change your thinking, you can change your life. This episode is sponsored by my book, Lose to Win. It's all about my journey as a believer going through the hardest times of my life, the loss of my child, battling cancer twice, and much more. I share tangible tips on how I managed to keep my sanity through it all. It's available on Amazon.com. I hope that you pick up a copy today. Thank you guys for returning to another episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. This is episode number 40, and we are finally at law number 10 in our book review of the 10 Natural Laws of Successful Time and Life Management by Hiram Smith. So in the book, he titles law number 10, Give More and You Will Have More. And in for Rehab Your Life purposes, I will be calling this Giving and Receiving. In this world of social media, everyone wants to be an influencer. And actually, that's a natural desire because God created us all to be leaders in our domains. So I looked up the definition of a social media influencer. And a social media influencer is the mainstream influential person in social media networks who promotes products and services of a brand. They have established credibility in a specific industry, and that's what they are known for. Unfortunately, many people never do the work to identify what their specific domain is as planned and predestined by God. Instead, they see what others are doing and they copy or mimic what someone else is doing. And that's not living the life that you were born to live. But when you do your purpose, when you do discover your purpose, it's also important to learn how to be a leader for those who you have influence over. There's a fairly new term called servant leader. In the book, Hiram states, servant leaders may not have the authority of the position, but they definitely will have an abundance of real power and real influence with people because they've earned it. A servant leader understands that if you want to get greater productivity out of people, you have to serve them. Don't exercise dominion over them. So in the book, he writes that leadership carries with it a greater responsibility, the responsibility to lift others, to empower them to do more with their lives than they would have otherwise been able to do. The mark of a true leader is one who understands the abundance mentality and is able to transfer the knowledge that they have in such a way that they're able to get people to do things because they want to, not because they have to. And with this transfer of knowledge or energy between the two, the teacher generally ends up learning more than the student. So it really is a win-win situation. You're pouring out to the other person, but you also get something back in return. And this works just the same when wealth is involved. If you have more money, more than enough money to take care of you and your family, according to Hiram, we have an obligation to do something with the difference. And if we do, a natural law of human behavior kicks in and tells us that much good will result. I believe that to be true because even with the little that we have when we tithe or share what God has given us, God can and will actually multiply it and cover all that you need. I have experienced this for myself. And in the book, he quotes a scripture, Luke 6:38, give and it will be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, they pour into your lap. For by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return. So basically, this scripture is saying to be generous in your giving, because for your standard of measure, that it will also be measured back to you in return. And lastly, law number 10 is the most powerful of all, because he writes that the powerful natural law of giving of ourselves, and in the process, finding that we have everything we really want and need, is one of the greatest secrets of life. And for those doing the giving, what is received in return is the greatest gift of all, inner peace. And you are probably wondering, what is inner peace, and is that even obtainable? So I looked up the definition of inner peace. It refers to a state of being mentally and spiritually at peace, with enough knowledge and understanding to keep oneself strong in the face of discord or stress. Being at peace is considered by many to be healthy and the opposite of being stressed or anxious. I love this definition because it includes knowledge and understanding. And that's what this book has been about. When we are strengthened by the knowledge of our values and the understanding of what is on our belief windows, we can navigate through life with an inner peace that surpasses understanding, because we know who we are and where we are going. And when we get off course, we know how to get back on. So I definitely believe that inner peace is obtainable. However, it's going to take a lot of work to be able to get there, but it is so worth the work. So that is law number 10. Thank you guys so much for hanging in there with me for the last 10 weeks that we've been reviewing and discussing this book. I pray that you have learned a lot about yourself, what is currently on your belief window, and that you have been empowered to change whatever you discovered that you didn't like. We are going to continue pushing towards the mark for our end of year challenge, and I hope that you guys stick it out. I'm looking forward to hearing your good report, and have a good holiday season. Talk to you guys next week. This episode is sponsored by Healthy Visions of Beauty with Danielle Smith, a Mary Kay independent beauty consultant. Ladies, if you care about your skin, then you need a free skincare consultation from Danielle Smith to be sure that you have the products that you need to look your best. There is a product line for every skin type. If you have sensitive skin, she's got something for that. If you are all natural, there is a naturals line. If you just want to maintain your natural glow, there's an anti-aging line. And let me tell you about their lip scrub and the lip balm, baby. These lips are kissable and soft. Right now, for my customers, she is offering a free skincare consultation for local Houston area listeners. And for everyone, including the Houston area listeners, she's offering 25% off of any skincare line purchase. Check out her Facebook page at Healthy Visions of Beauty with Danielle Smith, or go to her website at www.marykay.com/Danielle Smith. And there, so you have it. I hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. Be sure to like, comment, and share this episode with your friends. Please subscribe to my podcast so that you can get the latest episodes. Also, check me out on Facebook and Instagram at Rehab Your Life 2. I hope that you have a blessed week. Goodbye for now.